So, did you have a favorite journey when you were driving?
A favourite journey.
Favorite train journey or favorite journeys?
Well, favourite journeys now were the favourite trains that I worked anyway were the 8 o'clock goods to Dublin. That was a great train.
Yeah.
I used to do a lot of chaps turns on the 8 o'clock goods because
Yeah.
there was money in it.
Yeah.
There was nearly double the amount of what you'd earn in other jobs.
Right.
You see, there was the mileage, which was all the mileage and the overtime.
Yeah.
And, well, as I say, I was a kind of a family man and I didn't spend much away from home. I always tried to make as much as I could for the family, like, you know. But of course, a trip to Dublin on the 5:30. I remember one evening, I'll tell you about a trip to Dublin. I left Cork one evening at 5:30, and I was, you'd be supposed to pass Charleville at 6 minutes past 6.
Yeah.
And I passed Charleville at 6 minutes past 6. And at 11 minutes past 6, I was, after passing Charleville down, and I was going fairly well, all of a sudden, the brakes went on, the train.
Yeah.
I got onto control and I told them that I was in trouble. I didn't know what was wrong, I said, but the brakes were after going on. And I said, I'd get back to you. I jumped off the engine anyway to go back to the guard to tell them I was in trouble. And I hadn't to go far when I saw what trouble I had.
Yeah.
There was a hose between the engine and the first carriage.
Yeah.
It was gone.
Yeah.
Must have blown into a field.
Yeah.
The air from the engine was blowing mad, you see.
Yeah.
I was losing
What would the
horsepower.
hose do? Control the air pressure or
Yeah,
something? Yeah.
you see, it was the connection for the carriages.
Yeah.
So when I lost that, I lost all
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
brake went on.
All right.
So I went back to your man and your control and I said, I'm in right trouble, I said. The air hose is gone, I said. It was blown off, I said. Jeez, he says, we're in right trouble. Why, I said. He says, there's no one in Cork to go to your assistance. And there's no one in Limerick.
Yeah.
The only thing he says I can do, and it was just 6:15 this day now, he said, I'll send a man down with a hose to you from Dublin on the 6:25. Here's a cotton mule, I said. 6:25, what time will that be down here to me? Look, I said, leave it to me. I see what I can do and I'll get back to you. You see? I walked back the train to go back to the guard to tell them that I was in right trouble. On my way back, I found a big nut and bolt. Right? And I was thinking, where am I going to get a hose? And I thought, there should be a hose in the back on the rear carriage.
Right.
But you see, I also thought that they're put on with a machine. They're
Yeah.
put on with a machine. So anyway, I went back, told the guard, and he was gone back a distance now, but I gave him a shout. And I started beating, flaking the big nut anyway.
Yeah.
See the hoses about that.
Yeah.
Flaked and I flaked. Cheers, the next thing it went, it started to come.
Yeah.
I could feel it slackening.
Yeah.
And I kept at it and kept at it. And I got it.
Yeah.
I told the guard to call for a man that was on the train. His name was Mick O'Connell. He was an electrician from Dublin. And I saw him in the platform in Cork.
Right.
Now he was in his good clothes.
Yeah.
But at least he'd be of some assistance to me.
What do you think the rest of the passengers were thinking by this time?
Well, I told you, I meant to tell them that we'd be a while.
Yeah.
So, in any way, he called for this Mick O'Connell, the electrician. Mick came out. He says, what's wrong? So I told him. So we went up and I fixed on the tube, the hose, and your man gave me a hand to beat it on, then, like. Then I hooked up. Got up in the engine and phoned your man in control again. I said, I'm ready now, nearly to go with this train. I said, you're not, he said. I said, I am, I'm ready now. So see, there's a man on the 625, gone down anyway. So I got the brake, got everything in order, everything was right. Got up in the engine and off. Do you know where I met him?
Where?
Above in Temple Moor. We'd have been about 2 hours late.
Yeah.
I was only a half an hour late getting into Dublin. But I was congratulated. I got a letter from Dublin and I got a new uniform and I got £50.
Yeah.
And a letter of congratulations. I have it as a matter of fact.
Really?
Still. So that was my good trip.
Yeah. And what about Mick O'Connell?
I'll tell you the story of Mick O'Connell. In my report then I told him that there was a man travelling on the train, electrician Michael O'Connell, and I would be very thankful to you if you would see fit that he should be compensated for the work he did with me during the breakdown. He was paid 4 hours and he was brought in an overtime that Sunday.
Really?
He got a Sunday and he got 4 hours for working with me.
Very good.
So he was a very happy man.